Blog Talk Radio.
10, 9.
Now.
Get ready for Buzzworthy Radio. The show that gets you up close and personal with some of today's hottest stars. Got a question? Call in at 646-595-4228. Now, here's Novell J. Lee.
Hey, everybody. As Jeff Drop said, I am Novell J. Lee. Welcome to a new episode of Buzzworthy Radio here on blogtalkradio.com and on buzzworthyradio.net. It is Wednesday, December 14th, 2011, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And I will be honest with you, I would never do a show at 10 o'clock on Wednesday nights because that is the time I devote to myself to basically sit on my bed. Well, mainly in front of my computer because I'm on Twitter during this hour and watch ABC for 60 minutes because of that wonderfully delicious show Revenge is on television. I'm just saying. I love it and I love the show so much, but unfortunately, the show is not back for new episodes until January 4th, 2012. What are we going to do until that time passes? Like, how are we going to fix that? How are we going to get by without having to watch this show, this incredible show, which was created by Mike Kelly? And there's plenty of people right now that are definitely watching the pilot episode of Revenge online as we speak, just so we can keep our fix going and to have people talk about this show still in this capacity. I love it. It's never ending. It doesn't stop. And I just love the fact that they're going out of their ways just to watch this show on a computer to keep the momentum going for the holiday season while it's on hiatus on TV. I'm enamored by it. And there is some news that we're definitely going to get in here. And again, this is a show that is going to deliver everything about the Hamptons within 15 minutes or less. We're going to attempt that anyway. But I think we can do it. I'm going to try to do it. Because I know there's a lot of people that say that I talk way too much. And it probably will go into overtime. But I'm going to attempt to try to get this done in 15 minutes or less with a lot of the things that has been going on in the past 10 episodes of Revenge, as well as what's to come in the new year. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming up. I'm very excited with what's in store. So keep your eyes out for episode 15. That's all I'll say about this. All I will say is that in episode 15, watch out for it. Just watch out for episode 15. That's supposed to be in February, I believe it is, from what I read. Episode 15 is supposed to air in February, so be on the lookout for that. Casting news, William Devane is going to be appearing on Revenge starting in February for two episodes, episodes 14 and 15. The actor best known as playing the role of Greg Sumner from Knots Landing has been cast as Edward Grayson, Conrad Grayson's father, played by, I'm going to mess his name up, so please, for the love of heaven, forgive me if I say this wrong, Henry Zerny. And that was a great casting addition because they do resemble each other in some ways, in some shape or form. And William Devane is the type of actor that can play such a role where he's very, as someone said on Twitter, very harsh. Very harsh. And he was able to do that when he played Greg Sumner on Knots Landing. So I'm very excited to see what's coming up when he's going to be brought onto the canvas. So that's very exciting to me because I grew up with Knots Landing. Greg Sumner was one of my favorite characters. And to see him back in a primetime in such a soap opera-ish setting, that makes it all the worthwhile. It makes me miss Knots Landing even more, to be quite honest with you. But I'm very excited for him and what he's going to bring to that table. The character of Edward is brought to the Hamptons by Victoria Grayson, played by Madeline Stowe. to help her out in the divorce proceedings from Conrad. Homegirl wants to bring him down, and she's not going down without a fight. If you missed the podcast last night with Gabe Mann, who plays the role of Nolan Ross, we talked about Madeline Stowe in her portrayal of Victoria, and I'm so glad it's not just me. But I swear to you, if you look at Victoria, and you can just see daggers just like shooting out of her eyeballs when she is talking to somebody that you know she really doesn't like, but she's playing the game. And you just know that she wants to go in for that kill, but it just makes it all worthwhile. I'm not sure if this is someone that actually wants to call in and talk to me live, but let me see who it is. 708 area code, how are you?
Hi, this is Christy from Liaison Radio and Glee Radio.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. I saw that you had a show on Revenge, and I couldn't miss it because people keep telling me on Twitter, watch Revenge. I'm like, okay, it's Emily Van Camp, and I loved her on Everwood, so I'm going to watch Revenge, and I really like it.
Yeah, and there's no new episode tonight. Are you sad? I'm sad.
I am. I'm a little bummed out.
Oh, yeah. My. Yeah, I know. It's awful because I don't know how they're going to make it to January 4th, number one. I should be like that person online, like everybody else is doing, to where they're watching the pilot episode online, like right as we speak. I should be that person. But instead, I am doing a podcast about the show. So I guess that's okay. I think that's a win-win.
That's acceptable.
That's acceptable. It is. It's acceptable. Did you watch Revenge from the beginning, or did you get into it in the middle?
Kind of in the middle, like the third or fourth episode, and I downloaded, like, I think I downloaded two or three episodes and watched it. And then sometimes I miss it on Wednesday night, so I'll usually download it on my computer. And so I have a lot of the episodes on my computer that I rewatch.
Okay. And what do you love about this show? Like, what is it about Revenge that makes you go, I have to keep watching this week to week?
I think it's just the amazing acting that Emily Van Camp does, and I've never seen her play a character like that, because what she played on Everwood was so, like, just nicey-nice, and, like, she is not nicey-nice in the show at all. So it's very interesting. I'm like, wow, she plays evil, like, really well. Her relationship with Jack, because I know Jack, who's played by Nick Whistler, from...
I like Daniel. Come on. What?
Oh, really? I like Jack. I like Jack and Amanda because Nick Whistler plays Jack, and I loved him on Roswell. And Roswell's like my first show I ever really watched, like got addicted to. So I'm like, I'm really more into Jack and Amanda because I feel like they're meant to be, because they, you know, were kind of had the puppy love thing as kids. And I thought, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. I watched Emily Van Camp when she was on Brothers and Sisters. And I loved her on that show. So when I saw that she was going to be on this one, you know, I had reservations because I kind of felt she would not have been able to do such a lead the way that she has been able to do. And trust me when I say, when I watched it for the very first time, when it first aired, I said, well, she proved me wrong. And I'll tell you, if I'm wrong, I will say so, and I was wrong. She definitely was able to pull off playing a lead, and she's able to do it all the time. And I love what she's able to do with this part, because as you said, she was like the nice girl. She was like for me, the girl that I probably would not want to date kind of girl. But but she's, I love her playing such a vindictive bitch, and it's just great. It's wonderful. I love the chemistry that she has with Gabe Mann as Nolan. This past week, we just saw their relationship take a turn for the worse, and I was a huge fan of Tylenol, Tyler and Nolan together, and...
Yes.
You like them?
I actually like that. Like, I didn't see that coming at all. Because I know people like, Amanda or Emily with Nolan, and I was like, no. there's something going on with Nolan. Like, he's not meant to be with Emily. And then he ended up being with Tyler, and I was like, I like this. This is
That was good. That was good. And I was so pissed that I was like, no, you can't have it end like that. You can't split them up, even though it was great storytelling by how they did it. I was like, they gotta find some way to get Tyler and all back together. It's just gotta happen. I'm still crossing my fingers on this one. And did you see the promo for When It Returns? Ooh.
I can't remember. I don't think I actually did. I think I downloaded the last episode, so I didn't watch it on YouTube yet. But
You did not watch.
I didn't watch it yet. If I did, I totally forgot what I saw, so.
Oh.
But I would love to be spoiled, so if you want to talk about it, go ahead.
Oh, you do like being spoiled, because I was going to say, I was like, I don't know if she wants to know yet.
I want to know. I'm the kind of person who loves to be spoiled, so it's fine.
Let's just say that once the show comes back, we're finally going to get back to the first episode. With the beach party murder, you see, this is actually something that a couple of people had asked me on Twitter before I started this podcast tonight. Basically, what we saw in the promo was that Tyler shows up to Daniel's birthday party on the beach with a gun, and is waving it around at everybody in attendance. So I don't know, is he gonna shoot somebody? Is he gonna shoot himself? Interesting turn of events. And I was asked, do I think Tyler will wind up being the dead body? That's a very good question. I don't know, because I know there's been some people with skepticism that it may not actually be Daniel's body. It could be Tyler's body. That would be an interesting twist if it did turn out to be Tyler's body. So I'm not sure, but I'll be looking forward to seeing that play out. The other question was, do I think that Charlotte is David's daughter? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It just seems a little too... It just seems like it's going to lead up into such a way where it's going to be found out. I think it'll be found out in the season finale that she is David's daughter and that that is Amanda's sister. And the final question was, do you think David is alive and Nola's been working with him all this time? You really, I'm like, they really do think very well into this show. So I'm like, you know what? When I read this question, I was like, you know what? If this happens, I want to be completely and utterly shocked by it. I don't want to know. Like that kind of thing, I don't want to know. Mm-hmm. I want to be completely flabbergasted with the reveal if this were the case. What about you in answer to that question?
Yeah, I want to be surprised. I'm like you. Because I just love the shocker, the shock value in this show. It's, like, amazing. Some things I don't want to know. So I like the little teases they give you in the promos, and I think that's enough for me. So I'd be excited to be shocked and surprised. Because the whole, like, you know, Tyler Nolan thing, I was totally shocked. I did not see that coming. I was very excited when they did that. I was like, yes, he's gay! I was excited. And he was actually, like, gay or bi, whatever. Very excited about that.
I just looked at it, and the first thing I said was, excuse me, what did I just see? But then I changed it to, what did I not see? Because, of course, that got cut edited out. But then they made up for it with the following episode where you saw the kiss and you saw Ashley drop the glass to the floor. And I was like, sweet.
Right.
I was just like, that's my boy. That's my boy.
Right. Those scenes you want to rewind and watch again, like how I did. Like, because when that first happened, I was like, did I see what I just saw? Like, my eyes manipulating me? I had to rewind and watch that again. Like, just to see, like, 3 or 4 times. Just to sink it in my brain.
Perfect gif right there. That one scene right there was the perfect gif thing. But let me tell you what. We are going to be back here next week for another 15-minute segment. I hope you can come back and we'll dish up some more on what's coming up in the Hamptons, because we will probably get into more in depth about William Devane's appearance and what you think about that, what he'll bring to the table. Thank you so much for calling in, and hopefully we'll see you next Wednesday.
All right. You're welcome.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. As I said, that's going to wrap up this first installment of our Revenge podcast and the Dirt and the Dish in the Hamptons. As I said, I'll be back next Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, here on blogtalkradio.com/buzzworthyradio. And if you want to call in as well, 646-595-4228 is the number to dial into if you want to join us next week. I'm Neville J. Lee, making sure you get the latest buzz with Buzzworthy Radio. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Take care.
Hey, this is Daniel Goddard, Kane from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to the King of the Pervs, the perv of all pervs, his perviness, Neville, on Buzzworthy Radio.
Can't get enough of Buzzworthy Radio. Log on now to www.buzzworthyradio.net to get the latest news on upcoming guests, past shows, and videos of all your favorite stars. Keep getting the latest buzz with Buzzworthy.